So in this post, it shows various imagery of images that have been created by an AI. And the way that the AI works, is that it mashes together different images. And the resulting images are like very, some of them look very organic, look like they could be of certain things, maybe like certain insects or body parts are in there or like pieces of fur, but they're kind of, yeah, very organic and abstract, so you can't quite make out what they are because they're sort of these mutant hybrids of lots of images that have been put together by computation. So I'm really interested in this way of working. I'm interested in thinking about the images' lack of source. So these images are coming from all different sources and then they're being spliced together and made into something else. So they no longer, it's hard to kind of like trace their origin or trace like who took the photograph or who made them. They become kind of like authorless and sort of like continually mutate and kind of grow on their own. And the AI uses a sort of biological labelling system for its creative processes. So you can edit the genes, which is like the different images, and crossbreed these different genes, using these different genes, these different images, and also view the images as kind of like a family tree, to see the image histories and their relationships. And I see this as sort of computation striving for some kind of like biological variety. I'm very interested in like what we kind of make as humans, that it seems as if like everything that we produce is kind of striving for some kind of choice and variety, and that kind of like starts competing and looking like maybe things in the infinite variety of things in the natural world. Although I don't believe that the natural world is separate from what we make as humans, it's all sort of part of the same, we're all interconnected and part of the same system. So as I say, like, these images are quite difficult to identify and label. You know, to me they look organic and like many different life forms almost mixed together. And I'm very interested in organisms, animals, which I guess like sit outside our usual frames of reference. As human beings, we try to label everything that we perceive, that we see, that we have in our environment, but it's impossible for us to do that. There's millions of species on Earth. There's even down to maybe like the bacteria on our own hands. We don't know like what most of life is. We don't understand it and we don't have names for it. So yeah, I'm very interested in organisms, life forms that have been undiscovered or maybe are outside of our kind of human perceptions and reference points. So as part of this imagery, I'm interested in like how to kind of categorize this imagery, how to describe it, maybe in different ways, in different labeling systems, like different people could attempt to sort of label this imagery. And I mean, maybe thinking about art as well, artwork, it's quite, maybe people sometimes have different experiences of the same artwork, and I'm interested in, yeah, how we could describe these different kind of mutant images that are being made, in this case by machines. Yeah. So please feel free to comment if you've got any comments or discussion points on this, I'd love to start conversation.